Hello, this is Nakisha Elise for Copper Face Speaks. Copper Face Speaks is the commentary we get especially for the open-minded and free thinkers. So here at Copper Face, we appreciate your individual and unique thoughts, feelings, and perspectives. This segment, I would like to discuss the divine feminine. What is the divine feminine? There is a universal principle and law which is called the law of gender. And in the law of gender, it states that there is a masculine and feminine principles in all creation and on every plane. This would mean that there is a masculine and a feminine in all things, and not just in the physical realm, but also in the mental and spiritual planes as well. The masculine and feminine principles are poles, and there are polar opposites, and they work on the level or in the level of mind. So just as we have masculine and feminine representations on this earth as male and female, there is also masculine and feminine principles within us, okay? And within everything in this realm and in the realms above. The masculine principle is the part of mind that is aggressive, it's active, it's quote-unquote light, and it is the conscious mind. So this is the part of mind that suggests thoughts and impressions. It represents the will and the intention to create. The masculine principle can be represented or symbolized by the sun. The feminine principle is the passive, quote-unquote, dark subconscious mind. It is the part of the mind that receives the impressions or the thoughts and accepts those thoughts as truth, and it begins the process of manifestation on a mental level. The feminine principle can be represented by the moon. So here we have polar opposites that are associated with the sun and the moon, light and dark, active and passive, subconscious and conscious. And these polar opposites work in agreement, find equilibrium, and they are responsible for beginning mental creation. So for anything to physically manifest in this earthly realm, there must be harmony and balance between the masculine and feminine principles within mind. Let me repeat that for you again. For anything to manifest in this earthly realm, there must be balance between the masculine and the feminine within mind. There is a law that says everything is mental, meaning before anything manifests into the Malkuth, into this realm of the elements, there must be in your mind first. That suggestion, that idea, that concept must be formulated and generated in the mind first. And this is where the law of gender comes in. many people are not aware of the masculine and feminine principles within themselves. So, how is it that we are able to consciously create what we will in our lives if we are not conscious of these polar opposites within us? And then we have to take it a little further. If we are not conscious and we are not able to use these principles within ourselves. In the next segment, we will go into why is the divine feminine repressed? Why is this divine goddess energy repressed in Western society? Stay tuned for Copper Face Speaks. Hello, this is Nakisha Elise for Copper Face Speaks. And in this segment, we are going to go into further detail about the divine feminine. This divine feminine principle that lives within all, man or woman, boy and girl. And this principle representing the subconscious mind, the part of the mind that accepts a thought or a concept and then begins to generate the process of mental creation. And this divine feminine works in agreement with the divine masculine, which represents the will or intention to create, the conscious mind. And together, the conscious and the subconscious mind are responsible for creating new mental habits. Okay? They're responsible for manifestation. And these two parts, these two polar opposites, find balance in order to manifest in an idea or concept. Now, why is the divine feminine repressed in Western society? And I say Western society because in most ancient religions of the East, the divine feminine or representations of the divine feminine, such as goddesses, are found in Egypt or Kemet, Greece, Rome, and India. In each prosperous ancient civilization where you find a masculine god, you would also find its counterpart or consort, the divine feminine. And I'll give you an example. In Egypt, you would have Maat, but you would also have her partner, Thoth. Okay? In Greece, you might have the god Zeus, but then you would have his counterpart, Hera. Okay? This is found all throughout ancient civilization. So there was equality between the deities. And deities are the representation of the people. Deities rule their worshippers' mind. Deities rule and govern their representatives' mind. Because whatever that image is, it goes into the subconscious. And if you know anything about the subconscious operates on symbols and images. That is the language of the subconscious mind. Symbols. So these gods and goddesses were symbols that was a language relayed to the subconscious mind. Now, if we do not have any symbols, okay, or representatives of the divine feminine, how do you think that affects your subconscious mind? Think about it. Therefore, there is an imbalance within yourself. Therefore, there's an imbalance within this society. There is a repressed and suppressed divine feminine energy that has been hidden. And not only is it hidden outside of ourselves, it's hidden within to the masses. Because there are organizations such as the Catholic Church that are aware of the principle and law of gender. For example, they have the Father, Sky God, and they have the Holy Mother Mary. And Mother Mary represents that divine feminine energy. There are other secret societies and secret organizations that also are aware of the principle of gender and the divine feminine. And I concur that one of the reasons why this is hidden from the masses is because it's a form of control. If you are not aware of the divine feminine within yourself, within your mind, how are you able to consciously create the ideas that you want in your life? If one is not able to utilize the divine feminine and masculine within themselves, how are they able to start the process of creation consciously? They are not. And honestly, I am learning to apply this to my own life, meaning the balance within me of the masculine and the feminine energies. In the next segment, we will wrap this topic up. Stay tuned for Copper Face Speaks. Hello, this is Nikisha Elise for Copper Face Speaks. And in this episode, we have been discussing the Divine Feminine, the Holy Mother Goddess. And I have talked about this part of mind that represents the passive, quote-unquote, dark subconscious mind. It's the part of mind that accepts the thought or impression from the masculine part of mind. And together, the masculine and feminine principles work to begin the process of mental creation. Because before anything manifests into this physical world, there has to be agreement in mind. We also discussed that it is suppressed and a repressed energy in Western society. The divine feminine is not celebrated and recognized as it should, because I feel it is a way to control the thinking of the masses. Because if one is not able to consciously utilize both parts of the brain, both parts of the mind, and bring these polar opposites into agreement, they will not be able to consciously manifest what they will in their lives. And the divine feminine is a discussion that we need to continue to have. We need to continue to honor and recognize the divine feminine within ourselves and the symbols and representations of the divine feminine in our society. I implore you to study and research and get in tune with yourself. Dig deep within yourself. Know thyself. Until next time, be strong, my people. Peace, love, and upgrade your mind. One love.